Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly for January 12th, 2022. I am your host, Liam Irvin, and as always, we are here to take a look at another fantastic voice-first skill. Of course, we usually look at things that are in the gaming or interactive media spectrum, and today is no exception. We're going to take a look at a game called Text Quest. And before we start digging into that, I want to remind you that you can find us on social media. Poptail is at Poptail Social on Twitter. You can also find Poptail on Facebook by searching for Poptail. P-O-P-T-A-L-E. Tail as in story, not tail, T-A-I-L, as in what you would find on a dog or cat or other tailed animal. An iguana? Iguanas have tails. So, again, we are checking out Text Quest, and I'm looking forward to this. This is kind of cool. It's a interactive fiction. In fact, I'll read this right here. Remember those old text-based adventure games? Why not merge it with Alexa for a voice experience? Introducing Text Quest, a modern text-based adventure game using Alexa to follow the story. As the game progresses, make your choices, your path to find... make your choices. Choose your path, define the story, and try to complete the game. With an original story created by Stephen Hoyston, you are sure to find yourself hooked navigating your way through forests, chambers, and corridors in search of the Grimbaugh fortune. It is essentially like one of the old interactive fiction games, but instead of typing in commands, we're going to use a voice parser. And, I'm interested to see how this goes. Feel like that could be really good. Kevin's here. Jane's here. Nikita wrote in. And hello to Liana. So, for those that might be new to Poptail Weekly, this tends to not be as interactive as, say, other streams that I do. So, I will try to acknowledge messages, but again, I don't go out of my way to interrupt the flow to read them. Just because you write in doesn't mean that I haven't seen it. So please don't take it personally. Why don't we check out this Text Quest deal? So let's fire it up and see how we do. With every game, we always use our invocation word, which in my case is the Z word. And we'll tell it to open Text Quest. Ziggy, open Text Quest.
Okay, here's Text Quest. You have heard of riches on the mountains of Grimbaugh. You embark from your small town and follow the road further than you have ever traveled before.
Oh.
You begin to approach some trees, which quickly turns into a vast forest that surrounds you. You stumble into an old wise man who lay beside the trees in the grass.
He stands
and speaks to you.
Hear it,
I can see you have not entered this forest before. I have heard tales of woe. It is like a maze and there are beasts lurking. I suggest you turn around. Are you sure you want to enter? If you say yes, I will leave you alone to venture in, but if you say no, I'll give you the directions to get back home.
Yes.
Yeah. Then our journey continues. As you enter the forest, you hear howling and rustling. The moon is full tonight. This area is clear, nothing and nobody is around. You notice two items on the floor. A vial, and a piece of meat. You can only carry one. Which would you like to pick up?
The vial.
Vial has been added to your inventory.
All right.
You hurry down along the path. You arrive at an old campsite. The fire is cold. Nobody has been here for a while. But the tent is still pitched. What could have happened here? Why is the tent abandoned? You see a shadow past the tree, so you do not want to find out.
Oh.
Near the tent, you see a dagger and a sword. Which do you pick up?
Sword.
Sword has been added to your inventory.
Shwing.
You hurry down along the path. As you are walking away from the campsite, the path seems to begin to fade away. It ends and there is no marked trail to follow. You are going to have to travel through the trees into unknown territory. It is time to decide, do you want to go left, or do you want to go right?
Right.
You decide to head right. After walking for a mile or so, you come to a clearing in the trees. There you see a wolf who looks to be watching the trees on the other side.
Uh-oh.
You wonder if the people from the campsite you found earlier could be hiding there. You decide to cross, but the wolf is vicious and begins to run towards you.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to run or fight?
Fight.
You drew your sword and defeated the wolf. Unfortunately, your sword was damaged during the fight, so you drop it. With the wolf dealt with, you carry on through the other side of the clearing, hoping to find whatever the wolf was focused on before you arrived. There is a footprint leading to the left, but a glove leading to the right. Do you want to go left or right?
Right.
You decide to head right. The rest of this adventure is yet to be written, but please do give us a review and let us know what you think so far. We will be looking to add 2 new paths per day, unless you tell us not to continue our quest. Bye for now.
Wait a minute. That's it?
Welcome back to Text Quest. Are you ready to continue?
Yes.
Then our journey continues. The rest of this adventure is yet to be written,
wait.
Please do give us a review and let us know what you think so far. We will be looking to add 2 new paths per day, unless you tell us not to continue our quest. Bye for now.
Help.
Welcome to Text Quest.
Okay.
Welcome to Text Quest.
No.
Okay, brave one, come back and adventure with us soon.
Huh. Okay, so, That was the game. Wow. Full disclosure on these, I don't play these ahead of time. So that is pure surprise on my part. That was very short. I don't even know if I can I restart it and play it again? Ziggy, open Text Quest.
Welcome back to Text Quest. Are you ready to continue?
Restart.
Welcome back to Text Quest. Are you ready to continue?
Help.
Welcome to Text Quest.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Okay, brave one. Come back and adventure
okay,
with us
so,
soon.
I mean... Wow. This might be the shortest Poptail Weekly in existence. So... Okay, I mean, I guess I gotta review it now. It's cool. I mean, it's an adventure. I don't know what to really think. I was given 3-4 choices and that was it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Jane says it starts out well, but what a surprising end. I'll be very disappointed if they don't have more choices added. I don't know what the when this skill was posted, but something tells me that this is abandoned. Maddie says, sorry, I'm late. Maddie, I think you missed the entire game. I'm really, really shocked, and I don't have a backup game for today. Okay, that was Text Quest. And I guess that was Poptail Weekly? I guess, I mean, I'll take a couple minutes and maybe throw a couple small advertisements out there. If you guys don't know, Popped or Wanderword, just released a Bard's Tale. Well, it's called The Bard's Tale, and you should go play it. It's really cool. We did it last week, and it was really fun. I wish you were all around for that one, because that was longer. And I really enjoyed it. So please check that out. That is on our channel. It's on my channel as well, but please subscribe to Poptail if you haven't already. There's other great content that goes up there that you won't get on my channel. You know, but I don't know what else to say. I'm really surprised. So yeah, the game last week was The Bard's Tale. Was it Warlocks of, I don't remember what it was called. That's really embarrassing. I should know that. I apologize. Warlocks of Largefern. But I highly recommend checking that out. Also, too, if you have Vision or use an Echo Show or whatever, there are some cool visual elements on screen. I'm surprised. I was not expecting that with Text Quest. I wonder if I need to start previewing these before I do these, because that, I apologize for those that like tuned in and were like, hey, Poptail Weekly. Yeah, that was really short. So listen, I really have I have nothing else for this week. But on the off chance that you missed it, because it was kind of a blink and you'll miss it moment, please go back and watch the archive. Again, we are on social media, Poptail Social on Twitter, Poptail on Facebook. We are on YouTube as well. Hopefully you're watching us on our channel. If you're maybe watching us on my channel, or even Twitter, or even Facebook, I guess, please subscribe to YouTube. The numbers are going up, and they're going up very nicely, so let's keep those subscribers going up to Poptail. The more subscribers, the better it is. And, you know, like I usually say every week, watch or I'll get fired. So those views help. Again, I am really sorry. That, I guess that's that. So I will see you all later. If you are a subscriber to my channel, don't forget that there are other things going on. We're continuing the cool weight loss thing we're doing on next Monday. And that'll be a lot of fun. And VoiceSpark will be, I believe, live on, I don't know if it streams on Poptail as well. But VoiceSpark is every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And I will be on VoiceSpark, hopefully this week. Last week I was a little under the weather and couldn't make it. So, yeah, that's it. Thanks for coming, you guys. I'm really sorry. But, you know, hopefully next week we'll have another cool game. I'm hoping it'll be a little longer. But maybe, you know, maybe if we write to the author, maybe he'll add more, because it's a really good start. I'd like to see where he goes with it. But it feels very unfinished, to say the least. So, again, thank you so much for being here. I will see you all later. Good night and goodbye.